Anthony Fauci says he leans strongly toward mandated vaccines for teachers. By Wendell Hasebo on August 9, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci stated Monday he leans strongly toward mandating teachers get vaccinated against coronavirus. A striking comment as President Joe Biden has promised to be the most pro-union president, and one of the nation's biggest teachers' unions opposes such a mandate. Fauci told USA Today. If you're in a position of being responsible for another person, be that the development of a child in a school or in my position as a physician who still sees patients, I have an obligation to do everything I can to keep the people for whom I am responsible safe and healthy. Therefore, I absolutely lean strongly toward when people are in those positions. If they don't want to get vaccinated, I would mandate that they get vaccinated. The White House was asked August 5 if teachers should be vaccinated, especially for teachers who teach students who are too young to be vaccinated. Press Secretary Jen Psaki responded by avoiding the question, suggesting instead that children and teachers are vaccinated. She claimed, "Well, we know that 90%, it's probably higher now, of teachers, across the country are vaccinated. So it certainly has moved in the right direction. And that's something school districts may make decisions about as it relates to mitigation measures." But her claim comes as White House officials are reportedly frustrated by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC, lack of coronavirus data transparency. Top Biden officials are growing frustrated with the lack of internal visibility into data being collected by the CDC, particularly as they try to deal with Delta's spread. A Monday report said, also revealing a source told the publication, "That's where the tension is, like, where the hell are the data? Just think, we live in a country which is incapable of telling us the percent vaccinated or unvaccinated who require hospitalization for COVID. No less any more data about them. Or track breakthrough infections." Thanks at Sadiq Gouf, Executive Vice President of Scripps Research Eric Topol also tweeted. Meanwhile, Biden has pledged to be the most pro-union president in history. And the establishment media were not far behind in championing this pledge. The Guardian wrote a headline in May suggesting Biden was America's most pro-union president ever. The Washington Post likewise published the headline in April, "Biden talks like the most pro-union president since the New Deal." A post-analysis of Biden's statements, remarks and proposals shows that he often goes out of their way to advocate for unions, much more than other 21st-century presidents, the Post wrote.